The show is live and local. It's your connection to local performances. Coming up, we'll be having a live performance by the Anasazi String Quartet from the University of Illinois. They'll be performing a number of places in our area in the coming weeks. And first up, we'll be talking with Ruth Moody, who's bringing a small band to Sangamon Auditorium at the University of Illinois at Springfield tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Ruth Moody, probably best known for her role as a founding member of the internationally renowned trio from Canada, the Waylon Jennies. And she has branching out on her own. A wonderful album called The Garden came out about a couple years ago that we'll be sampling from and talking with Ruth Moody coming up shortly. But first, I want to remind folks that, of course, we are listener-supported public radio, and our membership campaign is underway for this midwinter period. And we're asking you to call now to make your pledge of support for Live and Local. You only get an hour a day to do that over these few days of the drive. And the phone number is 217-244-0025. The ultimate goal of this campaign is to ensure, of course, that WYLL has the support to bring you the music and the artist interviews that you enjoy each day on this show. And we do have another incentive during this particular drive when you call 217-244-0025. And to tell you about that is Dee Breeding, who is a fan of the show and of classical music as well here on the station, and happens to be an employee besides.
Yes, thanks for the introduction, Kevin. It's a pleasure to be with you in the studio. I am a longtime listener and supporter of WYLL FM and the classical music, and I enjoy Live and Local very much. But I get to be here in the studio to remind all of our listeners how important your support is to making it possible for us to provide this service to you. And we have an extra incentive for you to call right now during this mini drive, this February midwinter drive, because we're wanting to thank Common Ground Food Co-op in Urbana for joining us again this year as our partner in this drive. They've increased their support, and they're going to donate the cost of 8 meals to Eastern Illinois Food Bank for every pledge that WYLL receives during this drive. So we're hoping that at least 400 community members will take this opportunity to support WYLL, their public radio station, and also help fight hunger here in Central Illinois at the same time. So please make that call right now to 217-244-0025.
When you tune into Live and Local, you do connect with a rather exciting world of performing arts. Some surprising to many listeners, I have learned. Actually, it's frankly surprising to me, as I've found out all the many different kinds of music and theater and dance that are going on throughout our extensive listening area, and have gotten to talk to many of the people who are doing this professionally in many cases, sometimes as a side, sometimes just struggling to get started. We often learn about new bands, new instruments, frankly, new types of music sometimes. And you hear from the artists directly, both young and old, about what motivates them to pursue their passions. And hopefully you'll be inspired to go out and hear their performances and become engaged with our local music scene. We're asking you to become engaged directly with this public service that we're providing for you by hosting Live and Local, by presenting Live and Local. And you can do that by phoning 217-244-0025 and making as generous a gift as you can to keep your connection to the performing arts growing, your personal connection, and of course enabling us to help the artists by exposing them to the public and help the public come to the artist. 217-244-0025, or you can pledge online at willpledge.org. Stay tuned next for my conversation with Ruth Moody, who's bringing her band to a Sangamon Auditorium in Springfield on Saturday. And this is the opening track from her album called The Garden, as is the track.
In the garden.
The song was called The Garden, which is also the name of the record by Ruth Moody, who is the songwriter. She is featured on here at vocals, acoustic guitar, banjo, piano, ukulele, accordion. She kind of does everything here, and this came out a little less than a year ago. She is, we're catching her actually while she's on tour in England, but she is coming to Springfield on Saturday for an 8 o'clock show at Sangamon Auditorium. She's with me on the phone right now. Thanks very much for joining us.
Pleasure.
So the Waylon Jennies is probably how most people got to know you initially, and anybody who has discovered this album has certainly discovered a treat. Talk a little bit about your getting your start in music. I understand you had a bit of classical training.
I did. I grew up in a musical family. My mom is a music teacher, and so she had us all, you know, playing and singing from a very early age, and we performed as a family and, you know, sang rounds in the car and that kind of thing. So it's just a very normal part of life. We all took piano lessons and that kind of thing. And as I got older, I realized all my siblings kind of gravitated towards a stringed instrument, but that didn't really happen for me. But I realized that my voice was sort of where I wanted to focus my attention. And it always just felt right, I guess, to sing. And so then I started taking classical voice lessons, and it became apparent pretty quickly that I wasn't going to be an opera singer. So luckily, I kind of discovered folk music and discovered that my voice was really well suited to it, and it sort of kind of spun off from there. I built up a repertoire of traditional folk songs and just loved singing traditional music and, you know, particularly Celtic music. And so I joined a Celtic band when I was 20, and then started writing songs shortly after that, and so on.
Have you ever sung in Gaelic?
Yeah, I have. I don't understand it, but I sure love the sound of it, and it's fun sometimes to just learn it phonetically and sing it. I don't know if people who really understand or who, you know, people who speak Gaelic would approve of that. I just love the way it sounds.
Well, classical singers and all kinds of other singers are always singing in other languages, and
That's true. I probably shouldn't worry about it.
No, I mean, the reason I asked when you said you sang early in a Celtic band, I suddenly could hear you very easily singing in Gaelic for some reason. I don't know why. You had this wonderful, pure sound that I think would really work well for that.
Well, the first song I ever sang with the Celtic band that I joined when I was 20 was in Gaelic. That band was called Scrooge McDuck, which then sort of went on to become the Ducks. We sort of disbanded, and then Leonard Podolak, the banjo player, started a new band, sort of a spin-off band called the Ducks, so which I'm sure a lot of people are familiar with. So, there's a bit of a connection there.
And you did eventually gravitate to some different kinds of string instruments, obviously, the plucked ones and the guitar and the banjo, and I seem to have picked some banjo tunes here.
I taught myself how to play the guitar and then the banjo after that, and they mostly act as tools for writing, but I sure love to play the banjo. It's just so much fun.
Well, I think this next tune, this opens with banjo too, doesn't it? We Can Only Listen.
It does, yeah.
And you do this in duo with somebody. Who are you singing with on this one?
I sing on this one with Matt Peters, who co-wrote the song with me. It was my first and really only co-write. I was asked to be part of a co-writing retreat along with Matt and the 7 other Winnipeg songwriters, and it was initially very scary for me, but it ended up, because I'd never co-written before, my writing process is fairly personal and private, I guess, and so here we were at this retreat, you know, trying to write songs, and it ended up being such a great experience. And Matt and I and another person in our group wrote this this tune that sort of started off with a banjo riff and some stray lyrics that I had, and then we wrote this song, funnily enough, about two people that sort of struggle with communication, which is sort of what was literally happening, but that, you know, that on some deeper level sort of know and understand each other, or, you know, that I guess that there's always something deeper at work in these situations. So that's kind of what the song is about.
It's called We Can Only Listen, Ruth Moody, from her album called The Garden. She's going to be at Sangamon Auditorium in Springfield on Saturday night, and you're listening to Live and Local. We Can Only Listen is the name of the song from Ruth Moody's album called The Garden, and joined by some colleagues there, and we'll be joined by some different colleagues as the Ruth Moody Band, a trio, coming to Sangamon Auditorium at the University of Illinois Springfield tomorrow night for a show starting at 8 o'clock. We'll hear more from Ruth Moody in just a couple of minutes, and coming up we have live in our studio the Anasazi String Quartet. They're warming up right now. They'll be playing for us live. Our broadcast today on Live and Local is made possible with support from Blossom Basket Florist, with flowers, plants, and creations for all occasions like weddings, birthdays, anniversaries, and Valentine's Day. Two locations at Cunningham Avenue in Urbana and Village at the Crossing, Windsor and Duncan in Champaign. You can find them online at blossombasket.com. This is the second day of our four-day fundraising campaign here at Illinois Public Media, and we're asking you to be one of 400 people to call 217-244-0025 or to give online at willpledge.org. Our dollar goal for this drive is about $80,000. Those are the numbers. But our goal is really much more simple than that, to sustain the program service you value, specifically Live and Local, and in general, all of the news, information, and music programs that you benefit from here on Illinois Public Media, WYLAM and FM. 43% of our operating income is provided by our listeners, that is to say, you who participate in this community resource. Your participation, your love of the music that you learn about here on this show, that's what helps make WYNL and Live and Local possible. And we have another incentive during this specific drive when you call 217-244-0025.
Well, we know that when you call that number to donate to WYLL, you're calling to support the station, WYLL, that brings you programs like Live and Local and all the music that you enjoy hearing. I'd also like to thank right now, actually, someone who just called recently with this pledge of support, and that would be Barbara and Annapurna of Urbana. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to give us a call and pledge your support. And during this drive, right now, there's an added benefit when you call. In addition to supporting the station, the Common Ground Food Co-op will donate the cost of 8 meals to Eastern Illinois Food Bank for every pledge that we receive. So that means it's a great partnership, a partnership of WILL Radio, the Common Ground Food Co-op, and you, your donations, making it possible. Together, we're making a difference in our community and helping to feed the hungry and helping to continue to provide music in this program to you. The number to call again is 217-244-0025, and make a pledge in an amount that's comfortable for you. You know, maybe if you tune in every week to hear Live and Local, you'd like to give $1 a week, that's $52. Or hey, if you listen all 5 days a week, you could maybe consider giving $5 a week. Whatever amount's comfortable for you, we hope you'll call right now, 217-244-0025.
Our airwaves, of course, aren't reserved for Dee and myself and the other announcers here. We welcome the voices of artists, musicians, other performers to be on the air, specifically on this program, Live and Local. And with it, you get a timely picture of what's happening in your arts community and get some insight into the people who perform for you. We're enjoying our conversation with Ruth Moody, which will continue in just a second here. And then we'll be enjoying hearing live in our studio the Anasazi String Quartet and hear about how their training is coming along, some of their own influences, and some of the interesting music that they are bringing to audiences in our area in some unusual venues. That's coming up. Your support pledge now, though, will make these important community connections possible for yourself and for other listeners. Call 217-244-0025 with your pledge of support right now, or contribute online at willpledge.org. The Ruth Moody Band will be at Sangamon Auditorium on Saturday in Springfield. The show starts at 8 o'clock, and she is my guest on this portion of Live and Local. It says here, the Ruth Moody Band. Who are you bringing with you?
I'm going to be bringing a bass player, Sam Howard, who sings and plays upright bass, and also Duncan Wickle. And it'll be his first time playing with me. He's flying from Boston. I'll be flying from Newcastle via Heathrow and meeting Duncan for the first time because I often tour with Adrian Dolan on fiddle, but he can't make this tour. So Duncan, who's incredible, incredible musician, will be playing fiddle and mandolin and mandola with me. So yeah, it's going to be a trio. It's going to be fun.
So you're making your debut on this very concert. How does that work when you just get with somebody for the first time, and especially when you virtually just launch the tour? It doesn't sound like you're going to have any rehearsal time together.
Well, Sam and I have played together a lot, and you know, we just did this tour of the UK, and we toured all fall. So you know, we're really in sync, and then Duncan's been listening to all the live recordings and learning, and I'm sure he'll bring, you know, it'll be a mixture of him sort of learning what we've been doing as a band and also bringing his own touches to the music. And we will all be meeting at Chicago, and we will have a chance to rehearse either the night before or the day of the show. But it'll be fairly, fairly spontaneous, and which can really be fun because it's fresh and it'll be fun for us to be playing for the first time on stage and exchanging that energy. It always makes for a good show.
Talk to us a little bit about the concept of this album, The Garden. I read a quote from you that the song The Garden actually was inspired by Voltaire's Candide.
Yeah, it was the lyric. I read that book when I was in high school, and that idea of planting a garden, the line in the book is "Il faut cultiver son jardin." You have to cultivate your own garden. You have to, in other words, make your little corner of the world as beautiful as it can be. You know, which is so true. We don't really have all that much control over, you know, the state of the world or what happens. But if we can just, you know, make our every moment beautiful in whatever way we can, we are hopefully, we can be happy. And so I think a lot about that, and I think we sort of have a responsibility to do that. If everybody did that, well, we'd have a whole lot of beautiful corners of the world. And so that's sort of where the idea came from. I also, you know, I love the idea of the garden as a symbol for cycles of life, and I think a lot about that too, and nature's cycles and how we can learn from nature's inherent wisdom and knowledge of what to do without thinking about it. We try and, you know, we overthink things and try and control the outcome of everything with our little brains, and nature just always knows what to do. And so I think that that's yeah, I got inspired by that idea, and that sort of went into the writing of The Garden as well.
The song, which we're going to go out with here in just a moment, called Within Without You, how does that fit into the overall concept of the album?
It fits in really well. It's sort of an extension of what I was just talking about. That song was kind of a reminder to myself to be mindful and to be in the moment, which again I think is so important in this day and age. And really, it talks about there being this, a stillness and a simplicity that we can always access, even in this crazy, busy world we live and operate in. That we can tap into when we need it, and the rest is sort of self-explanatory. But that's what it's about. It's an ode to mindfulness.
Well, it's a beautiful song, and it's a beautiful album. Ruth Moody, on her disc called The Garden, came out last April. And she is coming with, as part of a trio, the Ruth Moody Band, Saturday to Sangamon Auditorium on the University of Illinois Springfield campus for an 8 o'clock show. For more information on how to get tickets and so on, go to uis.edu/Sangamon Auditorium. And for more information on Ruth Moody, you can just go to ruthmoody.com or her record company, which is redhouserecords.com. Ruth, thanks very much for joining us on Live and Local.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Ruth Moody from her album called The Garden. The song was called Within Without You. And she will be with her band. They make up a trio altogether at Sangamon Auditorium at the University of Illinois at Springfield tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly, your host here every Monday through Friday from 12 to 1. And as your local public station, WYNL relies on listeners' contributions for now 43% of its operating revenue. That number seems to creep up over time, and that makes it all the more important for us to hear from you when you call 217-244-0025. Or for many folks, it's easier to just go right onto our website. You can make a direct contribution there, willpledge.org, and help us continue to bring you Live and Local and the live performers such as we have coming up, the Anasazi String Quartet, who are at the University of Illinois currently. Ultimately, our goal is to return a great product for your investment, and you can make that investment right now by calling 217-244-0025. And we want to remind you that during this drive only this year, we have an added incentive through cooperation with the Common Ground Food Co-op.
That's right, Kevin. Right now, if you pledge during today, then the Common Ground Food Co-op in Urbana has generously agreed to donate the cost of 8 meals to the Eastern Illinois Food Bank for every pledge that WILL receives during this drive. So this is the perfect time to increase the impact of your pledge to WILL. Give us a call at 217-244-0025, or you can, of course, pledge online at willpledge.org. And why should you support WILL? You know, you can get it for free. We know that. All you have to do is tune it in, and you're doing that right now, and you don't have to pay a dime. But still, there's something different about the people who do support us, the friends of WILL. They're willing to step up and take responsibility for what they value. And without their participation, WILL certainly wouldn't exist, and Live and Local would not be available to you. all the friends of WILL have a sense of shared purpose in keeping this community connection to the performing arts available to everyone who tunes in. So we're happy that you're listening right now. We're happy that you're a listener to WILL, but we're asking you to take the next step and join those friends of WILL. We have about 13,000 members of the Friends of WILL right now, so people that support WILL, and we're asking you to become one of them, especially if you've never done it before. But even if you'd like to join us and show your support of Live and Local, you can call right now, 217-244-0025. Make a pledge in an amount that's comfortable for you. And when you call right now, Common Ground Food Co-op will donate those meals to the Eastern Illinois Food Bank. So
8 meals for every pledge, which is very generous on their part, and of course is very generous for you to support this station. And you said 13,000 friends of WILL?
That's the figure I just got.
Depending on the numbers you look at, we've got anywhere from 5,000 to 7,000 people just listening to this very show. So I'd love to see a much higher percentage of Live and Local listeners. We're happy you're listening. We'll be happier if you're paying to listen. but, of course, you don't have to. We appreciate it when you do. And when you do, during this drive only, Common Ground Food Co-op will make that generous contribution to the Eastern Illinois Food Bank. So your money kind of goes double and then some. 217-244-0025 or online at willpledge.org. The Anasazi String Quartet are at the University of Illinois currently. They got started at the University of Colorado at Boulder. And they are with us in the studio right now. Why? Because they've got some gigs coming up that they would love for you to attend. We'll run them down in a little bit, but let me introduce them all to you. The violinists are Veronica Pigeon and Amanda Ramey. Violist is Kelly Moore, and the cellist is Samuel Araya. And they're going to open with a movement from one of the quartets of Mendelssohn. Their mentors, who are the Pacifica Quartet, have recorded all the quartets of Mendelssohn, so I'm sure they're getting some great coaching. This comes from his fourth quartet, the Andante Movement, live on Live and Local. We heard the Andante movement from the quartet Opus 44 number 2 by Felix Mendelssohn. It's his fourth quartet in a performance live in our studio by the Anasazi String Quartet, who are violinists Veronica Pigeon and Amanda Ramey, violist Kelly Moore, and cellist Samuel Araya. They are students currently at the University of Illinois School of Music. They got their start at the University of Colorado Boulder and came to the U of I specifically to study with the Pacifica Quartet, who are the professional quartet in residence at the University of Illinois. First of all, why the name Anasazi?
Well, honestly, we sat around one afternoon and just needed to come up with a name. But in doing that, we thought about where we were in Colorado and came across the, remembering that the Anasazi tribe was from the Four Corners area, and we wanted to keep a little bit of that Colorado heritage with our group. So we just decided to call ourselves the Anasazi String Quartet.
Did you know each other before you got to Colorado or just met there?
No, we didn't.
We were actually placed together by the faculty there as a group for a class. We kept with it.
Yeah.
So that could easily not have worked out.
Absolutely.
Yes. What do you think made it work for your particular personalities?
I don't know. I think they had an idea before putting, because there was another group put together at the same time, and I think if they knew from the students they had to choose from kind of how to kind of organize things and.
And our playing styles work pretty well together, and our working styles, we're all pretty thoughtful. Yeah. Thinkers, as far as how we think about music, and that part has really brought us together, and our the process of how we go through working on the music has really helped us to stay together.
When you got to school, did you think I want to be part of a string quartet, or did you think something else, and then this just happened, and it's grown out from there?
For me, I've always loved chamber music, but finding a chamber group that you can really stick with for a long time is always extremely challenging because personalities and needing to move to go to school or whatever it is. And I'd always hoped, I hope someday, wherever I end up, I can find a group that I can play with. But as with most good things, it was unexpected and happened to work out really well.
So you came, obviously, to the U of I then as a unit.
Yes.
Are you technically, U of I had for a long time, a graduate string quartet. Are you it?
Yes. Graduate string quartet in residence.
Technical term. You're specifically working with the Pacifica Quartet, who are themselves, speaking of personalities, well-matched. Yes. I mean, when you see them perform, it's very clear that they have an extremely well-unified approach to playing together, to playing the music, to interpreting the music, and so on. And I noticed that you've listed, if folks go to your Facebook page, they will see this as well, that you've listed a couple of other quartets that you particularly admire. The Miro Quartet, who is one that I have heard of without having heard myself, and the Takacs Quartet.
Yes.
Yeah. Who you studied with, I guess, at least a little bit?
We had the opportunity to work with them. There was another graduate quartet in residence at the university while we were there, but we did have the opportunity to have some coachings with them, and they're amazing, to say the least.
Yes. I kind of credit, I think we all do, with the Moreau Quartet with really helping us to even think of this kind of situation being possible. We got to study with them at the Sunflower Music Festival in Topeka, Kansas for a week, right immediately following our first year together. And their mentorship is amazing. They're mind-blowing musicians, and they really inspired us to continue playing together.
Yes, so they did.
So at this point, you're going to go for the string quartet career and see what happens?
Definitely.
As terrifying as that is, it's just as exciting, too.
Yeah, it's very exciting. Lots of things that we don't know how to do yet, necessarily, as a quartet, but we like finding out how to get our name out there and how to perform everywhere.
Should be an exciting journey.
Well, speaking of, I mean, the reason that you're here on this particular occasion is you do have some very near performances coming up tomorrow evening. You'll be at Cafe Paradiso, which is on the U of I campus in Urbana, coffee shop there, free program. That'll start at 7 o'clock. And then on Friday of next week, you'll be at Indigo Gallery in downtown Champaign. And I know they're having more and more. Well, frankly, their owner set them up, set the place up specifically to bring together artists of different kinds, visual artists, of course, since it is a gallery, but also performers such as yourself. So that's next Friday, the 17th at 8 o'clock. There'll be some food there, and of course you can view the exhibits. And then Decatur audiences can enjoy the Anasazis next month on March the 11th for a Sunday show at 1 in the afternoon at the Decatur Public Library. That's a free one. There's a bit of a charge at the Indigo one next Friday. You can keep up with the Anasazi String Quartet by going to their Facebook page. They're working on a website, but not quite there with it yet. Hopefully you guys will let me know when it's there, and then
yes,
we can
absolutely. Yes.
And we'll have you back, you know, for before other performances. So it's great that you're getting out there and playing, which is really important. And we're going to hear in a little bit a very different piece of music by a very different composer who is very much active, not necessarily in the classical world, coming up next. We want to remind listeners to Live and Local that we are in our midwinter pledge period. It's day two. We'll be here on this show on Monday and Tuesday as well, giving you the opportunity to pledge your support for this program and for the opportunity for performers like the Anasazi Quartet to come in and promote what they're doing, and for listeners to find out about these things. You can call right now to make your pledge, 217-244-0025, or give online at willpledge.org. And this is also our Food for Families campaign, Deep Reading. Tell us a little bit about that partnership.
That's right. When you call with your pledge right now, the Common Ground Food Co-op in Urbana has generously agreed to donate the cost of 8 meals to the Eastern Illinois Food Bank for every pledge that we receive, WILL receives during this drive. So it's the perfect time for you to call 217-244-0025 and make your pledge of support. You're listening on your lunch hour to this lovely music. It's really, I think we're very fortunate to have this Anasazi String Quartet transfer to the University of Illinois. And Live and Local is the place, it's kind of like your GPS device for finding connections to the performing arts community here. And that's made possible by your contributions to call. So please give us a call, 217-244-0025, or of course you can pledge online at willpledge.org.
Sufjan Stevens is an interesting, I don't know if you call him a pop artist, a folk artist, he's a something all over the place artist, and he's, I know, done collaborations with orchestras and so on. What is this piece you're going to play for us now?
It's called Come On, Feel the Illinois, and that's intentional, not a mispronunciation. It says noise. And we arranged this piece ourselves because we kind of believe that good music is good music, no matter where it happens to come from. So, I don't know, we just really enjoy the spirit of this piece a lot. It's a lot of fun.
So we found Stevens' music played by the Anasazi String Quartet live on Live and Local. Thank you. It's called Come On, Feel the Illinois by Sufjan Stevens, as arranged and performed by the Anasazi String Quartet, who are the graduate quartet in residence at the University of Illinois School of Music. Veronica Pigeon and Amanda Ramey, violins, Kelly Moore, viola, Samuel Araya, the cellist, and they're going to be playing at Cafe Paradiso on the U of I campus in Urbana tomorrow, a free program at 7 o'clock in the evening, and then at Indigo Gallery in downtown Champaign next Friday the 17th at 8 o'clock, and in Decatur coming up on March 11th, Sunday at 1 o'clock, the Decatur Public Library. Thank you all very much for coming in, and it's great that you're creating new repertoire for the string quartet. Best of luck with all your performances, and come up with more and more and more of them in all kinds of different spaces. You're listening to 90.9 WYNL FM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR, classical music, and more for Central Illinois. WYNL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois, and we have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information is available at thecorkscrew.com. There's another place for you guys to play, by the way. Bouvon Wine Bar has lots of music there. And just this last reminder before we launch you into classical music and into the weekend, that we are in our midwinter pledge drive, and we encourage your support for Live and Local by calling 217-244-9455 or supporting us with a contribution online at willpledge.org. And Dee Breeding, why don't you remind us once more about the partnership that's happening on this drive only.
Right, this drive only. When you call with your pledge of support, the Common Ground Food Co-op in Urbana has generously agreed to donate the cost of 8 meals to the Eastern Illinois Food Bank for every pledge that we receive. And so that means your dollars are supporting the station, the music that you hear on WYLL, and it also enables us to feed the hungry here in East Central Illinois. So please give us a call. You've been listening to this great music over your lunch hour. Remember this number, 217-244-0025. Give us a call.
Making connections with the cultural arts in our community is an important part of the work here at WYLL in general. In fact, I think it's becoming an increasing part of the work here. And it has always been a part of this show. We've just passed our third anniversary on Groundhog Day, as a matter of fact, of Live and Local. You can continue to support it with your contribution right now. 217-244-0025. And we thank all who have supported and all who will, or willpledge.org. It's a minute past one.